We finished Paradise?
Yes, we did. We finished the Paradise.
Yes,
we did.
That was the last
one.
Okay, so you've got all the questions swirling around in your head. Everybody hasn't sleeping too well lately, I believe. It's been difficult. I should hope it's been difficult. There should be something that should be bothering you. You went out for Shabbos, you need to ask these questions to people at the Shabbos table, you irritated them. You get an FFB to ask them these questions, they usually change the subject. Just say that. So let's try and see if we can get an answer. Peri Gimel Bishvili Nivra Oila. Atshuvila Kula Shailos Halalu. The answer to all these questions is included in one sentence. He clearly bedivrei haMishna. It's a Mishna. Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Chayv Adam Loime Bishvili Nivra Oilam. In the big black bold font there, Chayv Adam Loime. A person is obligated to say. It's not enough to know it. It's not enough to think it.
So you have to say it.
It says Chayv Adam Loime. It's a Mishna. It says Loime. Bishvili Nivra Oilam.
Every day.
Then it says Chayv Adam Loime Bishvili Nivra Oilam. That's the Mishnah. We'll see the Gemara, but that's the Mishnah. I'm just learning a shtick Mishnah. It says you have an obligation. What's the source of this obligation? What's the makor? I don't know. Adam, what's an Adam? Loima, he has to say, it's not enough to think it. Bishvili Nivra Oilam. For me, the world was created. Well, what does that mean? Kolo Ilam Kulu, Hashemayim Va'aretz. Knol bnei Adam, hachayis habahemus, shotim, ramoshim, ha'etzim, kol ha'she b'yabashu b'yama b'kol ha'ilomois, elyoinim v'tachtoinim, melochim v'srofim, kol ha'doyre shechay b'oilom, v'kol ha'doyre sheyichyov v'oilom ad b'yas ha'mashiach, hakol libra b'shvili. Kol yochid v'yochid. You know what it means? Nivra ha'oilom, you know what's included in the world? The world was created. It doesn't just mean, you know, my neighborhood, my house, the packet of milk that I got out, the makolet. It doesn't mean that. It means the Shemaim and the Aretz, every person that was ever created, all the animals, all the domestic animals and the wild animals, the rats and the cockroaches and the mosquitoes and the whole guns of business, all the flowers and the plants, the whole Amazon basin with all its billions and trillions, etc., 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 in the seas, the things we haven't seen, the high worlds, the lower worlds, spiritual, physical, the angels, the malachim, all the doyres that are from Adam Rishon and Ada Yom Hazeh, all of that, a Kodesh Baruch Hu created just for me.
There's like a straight up stir. How could it be for me and it be for him?
He puts the stir on the table. Good.
Okay,
good. Excellent question. Good. Let's see.
Like it stops you straight away from trying to think that.
Well. No. A question shouldn't stop you. A question should be a key to opening up the next stage of investigation. What stops you saying, oh, I knew that. You raised a very important point here. What stops us learning is not the kasha. What stops us learning is the teretz. Oh, I knew that. Oh, that's partial, of course. I mean, that's obvious. So now what? Now you're stuck in that first paragraph with nowhere to go. The fact that you have the kasha means, hold on a second, how can that be? I mean, if you made it for me, then what about you? It's like, get off the road. What do you mean there's a traffic jam? That's my road. How dare you drive it? What do you mean? The cop stops me in the middle of the road. Stop. You know what you're talking about? This is my road. Get out of here. Who are you? Who are you to tell me where to go? What do you mean red robots? This is my road, I want to go, I'll go. So obviously it can't mean that, right? We see the whole Torah is governed by limiting your relationships with the world. You can't just go where you want, you can't just charge what you want, you can't just take what you want. What do you mean stealing? It's all mine anyway. Of course, you see, so you have to understand, this is a Mishnah and we have to learn the Gemara. Right? But the question doesn't stop you, the question is what allows you to go forward. Sorry, I just had to take a detour on that one.
I don't think it's such a question. What's
your
question?
What, his question?
Yeah.
His question, the real question. The Mishnah says, Bishvili means me and only me. And he turns around and says, no, it means only me and everyone else. So then, Minay Obeyed, then it's not for me. Then it's for me and everyone else.
It's Bishvili, but it says, Chayv Adam Loimar. This is something that you have to say. Doesn't mean that that's the material.
So every day I have to say a sheker?
That's no.
So Chayv Adam Loimar, sheker, kolyo.
No, every single person can have the mind frame that Bishvili Nivraila.
That's what that means.
And Holy Souls, we're all one anyway.
Before we have to define. We first have to define what this means. Bishvili nivra olam. For me, the world was created. What does that mean? It means only for me. We just said kol yochid v'yochid.
Are you taking teretzes or not?
if you want to translate some Tirutzim, I'd be interested to hear what he has to say. But I mean, I'm happy to hear some Tirutzim. The next 200 pages, I'm going to answer this question.
He's asking him.
He hasn't answered. No, he asked the kasha without even asking it. Hakol nivra bishvili. Bishvil kol yochid v'yochid. Hold on a second. Minay obey. There's a stereo. If it's bishvili, it can't be bishvil cha. You're telling me now it's bishvili and bishvil cha. So then it's not bishvili. I mean, in and of itself, this thing doesn't make any sense. So the first thing you have to say is good, because we haven't defined what bishvili nivra ila means. Let's try and define those terms. Yeah, I'm open to taking suggestions. I don't know, why not?
Yes, I can.
Oh, so it means I'm responsible for the whole world. I have a chiv to fix the whole world. Okay.
That's not the right approach.
Oh, good. So that is an approach. There is that approach that I'm responsible. But let's see if maybe there's more to it than that.
You have to say everyone. It is Hashem created the world as if it is for them.
Okay. Let's see what Ashkofer he wants to take us down here on. By the way, included in any appreciation of a person's Torah is the appreciation that I'm responsible for the whole world. I mean that's minay obey from just understanding what it means to have Torah. The fact that v'chayoidam not to besochenu, that the whole life of all the world was implanted in me. It makes me very responsible for what goes on in the whole world. It's a basic foundation of Yiddishkeit. I don't even know if you have to get onto the bishvili nivra ilam for that. I think you have that even without this. Are you with me, Josh? The mere nature of what a yid is I'm responsible for the whole world.
One of the writers he brought, I can't seem to find it now, but it says, somewhere it says, the Tanur Oiz La Hashem.
We'll see.
No, we had that earlier, previously we had that. How your partners are Hashem. How do you deal with these psukim that are brought down? Now that's not Pashat Pshat.
And the Pashat says it's Pashat Pshat. That's Pashat Pshat.
But that doesn't say, Rashi doesn't say. Nobody says it there on in the Chumash itself.
How do they learn Pshat?
And as your mechabeding Hashem, that he's the one that gives eyes.
That he's the source of eyes.
To know eyes, that you give acknowledgement that Hashem is
yeah. And that acknowledgement gives koyach, and that koyach comes down and is mashvir upon you. That's how they learn. That's how they learn. Okay. You want to tell us that the nefesh chaim is not poshut pshat? Okay, good. Okay, so maybe that's sod. Maybe that's
the kamalat sefer.
Okay. You first have to recognize that you can't give a Kosh Boch anything to recognize the enormity of the statement that you're giving a Kosh Boch or something. If your starting point is, well, of course you can give Hashem. Of course. he needs me, so your starting point has to be, there's nothing you can give Hashem. Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem doesn't lack anything. You can't give Hashem anything. Now you can start talking about what you can give Hashem. But it never stops the fact that Hashem doesn't need anything from you. If you think Hashem needs something from you, then this whole parsha doesn't start. Tnu Oiz L'Elokim, that I'm giving Hashem some kind of strength, is ludicrous. Okay, if you think you can give Hashem anything, that doesn't work. You first have to recognize there's nothing you can give Hashem. Then you understand how Hashem built the system, you understand the whole Ma'arecha, that He set it up in such a way that yes, you actually can give Hashem something. But if you think you're giving Hashem anything, way off.
No, the Nash, I myself, that
it sounds like a stira. Okay.
He built a house for us to dwell in it. If we don't dwell in it, then it's a waste of a house.
We'll see. In Achinam, yeah. It's even further than that. He's going to explain it very clearly. Why did Akash Bochu create the world? Once again, not why did he create the world before he created the world? We don't know that. But why did he create the world now that he's created it, and we look back and we see why did he create it? The Ramchal says, to bestow good. The ultimate is his goodness, so he wants to give him that. How does he give good to us so that it's the ultimate good? So we earn it. So you have to have Bechira, there needs to be even in the world, etc. So you have a world where there's a Yetzirah, there's a Yetzirah, and it's all evenly balanced. And now you either choose to earn the good or you choose not to earn the good. When you choose not to earn the good, you're stopping Hashem from doing what he wants to do, no? That you got the logic of that?
Again, when you
choose not to do what you're supposed to do, so then Hashem can't give you what he wants to give you, because the system is you've got to earn it, you can't get it for free. Right? So when you choose not to do the Ratzon Hashem, so you're preventing him from doing what he really wants to do.
But you still get Ratzon Hashem.
You're not doing the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is I want to bestow good on you. And you're preventing me from bestowing good upon you.
But everything that happens to you is Ratzon Hashem. Either way, I'm saying
not
you get
Bechiras. So you don't have Bechiras? Whoa, so you just deny Bechiras?
You're told that every outcome is Ratzon Hashem.
No, it's a pushut. Not so pushut. Hold on a second. What about Bechira? Then Bechira is just a joke? Bechira is not real? I mean, do I have Bechira? I don't have Bechira. If I have Bechira, I have Bechira. I choose not to do what Hashem wants me to do. He wants me to put on tefillin, and I choose not to put on tefillin. So the good he was going to give me for putting on tefillin, he's not going to be able to give me. So when I put on tefillin, I'm doing Hashem a chesed. I'm allowing him to do what he really wants to do, which is give me good. So I'm oisa chesed in Beirut. That's what we'll see. Avraham Avinu discovered. That was the secret that Avraham Avinu discovered and brought to the world. Was that you're a partner in creation. And can I cut that you can actually prevent Hashem from fulfilling the reason why I created the world. No one else can. No one else can stop getting Hashem's way. Ultimately, everything's going to go where it's going to go and whatever. That's an argument we don't understand. It's right at the end of the Sefer. He deals with that right at the end of the Sefer. The last Nakudi is that. Is the sugya you've just raised. But in the world we live in the world of Schava Oyesh, there's Bechira and Bechira is given, and it has to be real. I mean, otherwise Bechira is a joke. It's hard to deal with it. Chet spoke about that when he was here. It was the sugya you spoke about, if you want to listen to the tape. Do we really have Bechira or not? Lefida Arachaim HaKadosh, which he brought, you mamash have Bechira even to shorten a person's life against the Ratzon Hashem. Person's destined to die at 120 and you pull the trigger when he's 80 and you kill him, you shorten his life by 40 years. I was at the Ratzon Hashem. Pashtus not. The Arachaim HaKadosh says that. I was only talking about Tzadikim, that's a whole sugya, but because otherwise you're faced with the problem that Bechira is not really Bechira, which is what the Goyim have been saying all along. You don't really have Bechira, you just think Hashem's kind of like conned you to thinking you've got Bechira. So then the whole reason why Hashem created the world the way it did falls apart. So yeah, serious. That's the sugya of Bechira. That's a big sugya. Which everybody's chayv to go isek in. It's the only human thing we have about us is our Bechira. Our bodies are not that different to an animal's, and our shamas are not that different to a malach. So where are we uniquely human is in the fact that we have Bechira. We're the only creature that have Bechira. Okay. Al-Pi Yisod Zeh, Novin Madura, Ein Doichi Nefesh B'Pan Nefesh. According to this Yisod of Bishvili Nivra Eilam, we can understand why we're not Doichi Nefesh B'Pan Nefesh. Kol Echad Hu Eilam Mole B'Pan Atzmai. Because each person is a whole world unto himself. Gam Im Matzav Shal Tzemach, Ve'Eilu Oysam Uma. Even if he is in a Matzav of he's a vegetable and he's not doing anything, doesn't matter. The whole world's created because of him, for him, that's the whole world for him. The whole world can get lost just as long as he doesn't get lost, because the whole world is created just for him, because he is a whole world, whatever that means. Let's go a little bit deeper in the subject. How are we able to understand, according to our perspective, our limited understanding, that each Jew is a whole world? That the whole world, the Shemayim and the higher heavens, whatever those are, and the whole world and everything that's in it. And don't just stop and say, yeah, the whole world. You know, the whole world doesn't mean that much. Just stop and break it down. There's a Musa process. Rav Dessler discusses this in many places. It's too easy just to say the whole world, you know, and go weiter. It's never going to get you to really be struck, shocked by what the whole world means. So you can say, eternity, you know. How long is Allah Abba? Netzach Netzachim, forever. What does forever mean? Yeah, forever, you know, like a few thousand years. A few million years, a few billion years. No. Netzach Netzachim is, you break it down. try and. One example he brings is, you want to know what eternity is, you take a big pile of sand, you want these big dump 20 ton trucks to dump some sand on the beach, and every thousand years a seagull comes and takes 1 grain and drops it in the sea, right? So you have to sit there, and it's a meditation, you use it to like work out how long eternity is. So you sit there and you work out like what's 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever. Then after 1,000 years comes along, you know, and drops one sand, and when that whole sand's finished, you still haven't got to eternity, but you've got to break it down. You want to say thank you to somebody for supper. So what do we say? Thanks for supper. All that was very nice. Or we even might even notice a prat. But do we realize what went into the supper? You had to go to the store. You had to buy the stuff. You know, you, first of all, you had to give up a meeting with somebody. You wanted to actually play tennis and you couldn't because you had to run to the Macaulay, and then you had to stand in a queue and it was raining and you got wet and you came upstairs and you had to peel the potatoes. And by the time you say thank you for supper, it's a 15-20 minute process of just thinking about all the prattling. Break it down. Always break things down. So the same, yeah, you know, I mean, we're not going to do it now. But he says, fine, good, yeah, if we're not talking about something too big, break it down. All of that's worth it for one Jew. In order to understand this question, in order to understand this sugya, what we really need to understand is why was the world created? Mahi matara sabriya. What is the goal of creation? If a person saying the whole world was created for me and he doesn't know what the world was created for, then he has no way of understanding how the whole world was created for him. Is that poshut?
Can you say that one more time, please?
If the whole world was created for me, but I don't know why the world was created, I'm going to have a hard time relating to the fact that the whole world was created for me, because I don't know what the world was created for. I mean, if you look at the world, it's very hard to work out what it was created for. There's a little funny fish floating around in Lake Malawi, you know, tropical fish. I need that. The volcano in Japan, that makes any difference to my life? Bishvili, that volcano is there for me. Those tube worms 20,000 leagues under the sea, wherever they are, whatever. Bishvili, that's for me. I mean, I'm having a hard time relating to all of this. You with me? So we've got to understand what the world is created for in order to understand how all of it's created for me. Yeah? The plankton out in Antarctic that the whales are eating. I've got to, that's my business. Yeah, Bishvili. Problematic. What's the purpose of creation? What are Kodesh Baruch Hu trying to achieve with creating the world? Midibre Chazal, Eimu Anu Mevinim, Ki Tochen She Yochid Boided, Yechel Akaim Es Kol HaTachlis Abriya. From what we've just seen in the Chazal, we understand that it's possible that a person alone is able to fulfill the entire purpose of creation. Automatically it comes out that he's a world on his own, and for him the whole world's created. If one person can keep the world going, if the whole world was just kadar for one person, because we see everybody's got to give up their lives rather than let this person die in certain circumstances, so it must be that the world, it's enough just for me. That's where we get this the Mishpat in the Mishnah there. That's why the world was created. Adam was created an individual. Why was Adam Rishon created one? As an individual unit. To teach you that whoever loses, whoever destroys one yid, it's considered as if he destroyed a whole world. Whoever keeps a yid alive, sustains him, nourishes him, whatever it does to keep this yid alive, it's considered to him as if he kept the whole world going. Adam Rishon Nivra Yechidi. Adam Rishon was created as an individual, as a unit.
It's
Mamash.
Hmm?
Yeah, he's Mamash. Yeah, he's Mamash.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
Mamash. Sorry.
He was a Mtsuoso, a means to an end. Bilvad, him to also bilvad yuchale isali his mamesh kol tachli sabriya. I know what he's trying to say. Adam Rishon Nivra Yechidi. Him to also bilvad. By means of him alone was he able to actualize the whole purpose of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu borrowed Yosef from Adam Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create more than one person. L'lamdeinu she'Adam Echad day k'day l'mamesh is called Tachlis Avriya. In order to teach you that with one man alone, it can actualize the whole purpose of creation. But I don't want to frighten you, but if you have a look at Yetzias Mitzrayim and Nichnos Eretz Yisrael, if you have a look, the people that came out of Mitzrayim, how many actually made it into Eretz Yisrael?
Two.
Besides the women and children, whatever. Two. Yeshua and Kalev.
Mm-hmm.
With only two people, only two men anyway, that came out of Mitzrayim that actually made it into Eretz Yisrael. There's a Meshes Chochma on the Pasha there that says that Maisa of a similar body. It says that the way we come out of Mitzrayim is going to be the same way that we're going to come out of this galus. So it says there, it's kedar even for two people. You see, the whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole process, everything was kedar just for Yeshua and Kalev. Kasha wadafka two, could have been enough for one. Kalefidus, you don't even need Kalev or Yeshua, you could have got around with one. But it seems that the whole world, one yid, what one yid is.
Isn't it kasha because other Rishon wasn't. You know what I mean?
It
wasn't like, you know.
You're right. He wasn't a simple person, but he was created. But Yochid, he was created even male and female. When Hashem first created, he was male and female, and he separated the male and female dimension afterwards and made it into two. But it was first with the Mishnah there. So that it was created as a Yochid to teach you that the whole world's Kedah just for one person. There was some person. We're not saying not, but you have to know we all have that Adam Rishon inside of us. We all have that Adam Rishon. We little Adam Rishons. We all have that potential to get our heads back into. We all have that ability to get our heads back into the world that Adam Rishon was living in. So, what is the purpose of creation? Then I say Letzoid Tzad Echad Kedima. Let's take one little step forward. My Tachlis Abriyah. What is the purpose of creation? How can each person on his own bring out the whole purpose of creation? Ain't Sophie key between on Hosainu Hadolah and Ainu Musugolim Lasik Dvorim Elu al Amitosov? First, you have to understand that with our understanding, with our poor, lowly understanding, we're really not able to grasp, to really understand these sugyas down to their truth. But our great Rabbonim, the great rabbis of the Torah, with Ruach HaKodesh permeated their Bate Midrashim, HaRi HaKodesh, HaRamchal, he didn't say etc., but I'll say etc., Megalim Es Ozneinu L'Ma'anikim Lanu Nitzoy Shel Tshuva, revealed to us for our ears a little bit of nourishment, Nitzoy, a spark, a piece of understanding of this answer that we're able to grasp. Now we take this for granted because we've heard this all along. This is sort of like basics, intra-program kind of, essentials 101 kind of stuff. You've been told this. Just don't come into this with preconceived ideas. Yesod Briyas Ha'olam Hu Haratzon Lahitiv. The most basic foundation of Briyas Ha'olam is the desire to do good. Kol Bochur created this world to do good, and it's still happening now. We don't see it. We live in blackness. We live in, Hashem built this world to punish us and destroy us and make our lives miserable and, get us up in the morning when we want to sleep and look at a horrible world and blackened. We walk around blackened. Mamish, miserable and blackened, okay? That's not because of the Torah. That's because we have secular backgrounds. That's even the Torah world walking around blackened because of, not because of the Torah, but because we've been permeated with secular values. We're unhappy because we don't have what we think we need and what we should have. But it's all for our good. Kosh Baruch Hu, everything he does is for our good. that's the sort of the Bria. Akach Nema, Oyram Chesed Yibone. The basic foundation of the world is Chesed. Ha'olam nivra kedei lagalut et midos toiv v'midos chaster shel Abayis Baruch. The world was created in order to reveal the midah of good and the midah of Chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it is doing that, by the way. Hashem's fulfilling his part of the bargain, 100%. Miderech ha'toiv lahitiv. The way of good is to do good. V'lo yizgal midos toiv shel ha'toiv at shiyaitiv b'poil. It's not enough that Hashem can just do good. He actually has to do it. Correct? Can Hashem do good? Can he give us everything? 100%. So let him just stay with the fact that he can do it. We have to actually create the world. Who's he trying to prove something to? No. It's not the ultimate essence of goodness if he's not actually giving. The fact that it can give doesn't help. He needs to give. Needs. L'kein borokosh bo'ochu nivroin shiyin chasorim v'ne'adorim mina'atova. Therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu created things which are lacking and need and are in need of, require good. And by means of Hashem doing good to them, his magala, his midas teva, which has no limitations and no end. It's infinite. So first you have to create something which needs something. Of course, Baruch created us like him, we don't need anything. Lo chasei klum. Yeah? But he didn't. He created us in such a way that we need something. I call Masha Rice Limnus. Created many things with their, with each one with his lack. Why is he lacking anything? I could as well, who's a, couldn't finish the job. I mean, just finish the job. No, the fact that you're imperfect is your perfection, because now you're a kibbutz. Now you can receive good from Hashem. If you didn't need Hashem, which is what the Western world's been, that's started with Adon HaFlada. That's the Tower of Babel. We'll become so technologically advanced, we'll become so comfortable with all that technology, we won't need Hashem for anything, and then we can just do what we want. Because if you need Hashem, then you kind of like you got to play it by His rules, and you can't just do whatever you want. This way we can live like complete behaviors, and we don't need anything. We've got our climate control, and our, you know, we've got everything sorted out. We're not lacking anything. You know, you can go to Florida for the winter, and you can be it's all worked out. Everything's mamish. This is Olam Haba. Not Olam Haba. This is Olam Haba. Climate control in my house, climate control in my car, climate control in my office. I don't have to ever breathe the air. I have leather seats in my car. I mean, everything's great. What's lacking? I'm not lacking anything. What do you mean? That's the low class people. They lacking. They need God. Religion's for the me. I'm what I need from God. I can do whatever I want. That's this country. What do you need God for? We've got atom bombs. We need God. We've got the best tankim and aeroplanes and radar systems and technology. We need God when we got a war. What are you talking about? Who needs God when you got a war? After the Six-Day War, who won the Six-Day War? Am Yisrael betach betzalah. The Jewish people trust in the army. So Hashem says, "Oh, okay. You get what you want. Trust in the army. Yeah, you can have the army. I'm stepping out of the picture. Now let's see what you do." Running away from kids with knives and stones. The world's most powerful army is getting battered by children with knives and stones and little, you know, little primitive rocket launchers.
I mean,
a whole city of 20,000, 25,000 people living in the Negev are going to have to move because we can't stop them firing qasems. So Hashem says, yeah, but I'm Yisrael b'tach b'tzah. You want to trust in the army. Koyche b'itzim yadi. We don't want to admit that. We chosen.
How do we?
Yeah, when they lose a loved one in the army, then they go to God.
Of course.
So they're playing,
that's why they lost him. That's why they lost him in the first place. Because that'll bring them back to the real realization. Of course.
So yeah. How do we reverse Tawna?
How do we reverse Tawna?
We do Jewish studies because we're
that's out. That's why we're learning.
But I'm saying like on a army fund.
I can't change that. No, that's too big for me. I can just become aware of what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, you'll come back to the land, you'll grow fat, whatever, and then you'll say, recognize that that's happening, see what's going on in the world, and make sure that you, first of all, sort yourself out. First of all, fix yourself up. That's number one. First of all, get your own hashkafa sorted out. First of all, get your own bistekza straightened out. That's hard enough. And then slowly, as you meet people, you slowly start carrying them back to Hashem's Torah. That's all. The Maharal says that the definition of Kiruv, what's Kiruv?
Bring people close to
making peace between the father and the son. You have a father and a son, they're not getting on so well, there's a bit of estrangement. The son goes on the Maharal. I think it's in the Hagdama to Derech Chaim, to his Pirush on Pirkei Avos. I remember seeing it there. I have to look through it the other day and I couldn't find it, but I never had time to look at it properly. But I remember, unless my mind's gone completely, I remember that's where I saw it. He says there that the goal, the definition of Kiruv is making peace between the father and the son. That's what it is. It's just showing people.
Mother and daughter, same thing.
Yeah. I mean, the Torah is Beloshen that speaks in Loshen Zohar. It's including the Kaver. It's bringing Jews back to, I mean, what? The girls don't have to do tshuva. It's bringing the girls back to the father as well. It's been all Jews bringing there's a you know, a family where the father and the son, they're not talking to each other or whatever, there's a fight going on between the two of them, right? So you step in, you try and make a bit of shalom, you know, like, I don't know, you bring them close together. That's all Kiruv is. So it's helping Yidden reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah. It's
poshut.
What is the ultimate good? Because Baruch himself, there's nothing in the world that is totally good from every aspect. That is not half a molecule that's not good. That's only Hashem. הרי שתכליס להטוב לנברואים אלו כייסר דוויקים בטויב הגומו. והשם יסברוך זו התכליס. So what's the תכליס of the world? If the ultimate good is Hashem himself, there is nothing else that he could give you. He could give you a billion worlds, he could give you a trillion million worlds, okay? That's not the ultimate good. You can, whatever you can imagine the ultimate good is, if you could conjure up with your wildest fantasies the dream, yeah, and you'd get that, it still wouldn't be the ultimate good, no matter how good it would be, because it wouldn't be Hashem himself. The ultimate good obviously is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So what's the tachlis to the world? Is to be dovuk in Hashem. Hareshi tachlis ha'atova l'nivrei ma'eli ki yaisam dveikim betov ha'gomo b'Hashem yisparach zu ha'tachlis. Mi hu ha'eva, oisa nivro, ashe yiske ladovek b'toiv agomu. This creature that merits to cleave to the ultimate good, ha'adam shuneza abriya ukul shayna shalaramcha v'mesidus yishorim perek aleph. This crown of creation that in the lotion of the Ramchal in the mesidus yishorim sha'adam lo nivro ele lit'aneg al Hashem v'la'anus mizim shchinosu. The lashon of the Ramchal. Why was a person created? Machov osa v'lomo. What am I doing in this world? Why am I here? What's the tachlis of the world? Litaneg al Hashem v'lo hanes mizim shchinosu. Litaneg al Hashem. Sorry, to take pleasure in Hashem and to have pleasure. Litaneg lahanos. I'm not sure exactly what the difference is there. From the radiance of his divine presence. Shezuhu atanug, because that is the tanug amiti. That's the pleasure. Because that is the greatest pleasure and delight that a person could ever find. What is the understanding, the inference, what we understand from this dveikus? Dveikus betovagoma. How do you be dovuk in Hashem? How do you come close to Hashem? It's by imitating him. At Kamashevsha, to imitate him, to become similar to him as much as you possibly can. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in his image. Kepshuta. Not that we kind of look like him. Like the Nefesh HaChaim says, not that we look like him.
What has the Nefesh HaChaim says we look like him?
We don't look like him. He brings the marshal. David HaMelech says, I'm like the Kahat HaMidba, I'm like this desert bird. So what? So David HaMelech was saying that he grew wings and a beak. That's ludicrous. It means that there was an aspect of this bird that David HaMelech was similar to. The fact that this bird never stayed in the same place for more than one night. He was boided, he was a vagabond, whatever. So David HaMelech was saying about himself, was Shaul HaMelech chasing me, etc. I'm like that bird, that desert bird that doesn't sleep in the same place anytime. I can't come to rest. I don't have a home. So when we say that we betzelem elokim, it means not that we look like Hashem, although there is that aspect as well. But the real aspect is that in some way we're doim el Hashem, we're similar to Hashem in essence. Kedei sheyechel leis doim el boyrei, or kekol sheyesef v'yizdam el boyrei. So whoever adds and is more and more imitates Hashem more and more, kach yedavik b'boyer yosef, so too he keeps Hashem more and more, because that aspect of him that's doim al Hashem is Hashem. Kach yizke yosef toiv agomo, so too he is yosef, he merits to more and more of the ultimate good. Okay, let's stop there. There's enough to meditate on there for a good few months. Chayv adam loyme bishvili nivra oyla, but you have to understand what that means. I don't know how you could internalize that and use it as a Musa mantra until you really understand what that means. You can't internalize a chazara until you've understood it. You can't just take the statement and internalize it because you don't want to get it. You first have to take the chazal and really work it and understand it until you mamash understand what's wrong with that. Then you can go into your little musa corner and scream it into your kishkas. But to take a chazal that you haven't understood properly and to internalize it, that's ludicrous. First there's the finding the chazal, then there's the understanding it, then there's the internalizing it. Hype, I don't know.